I accidentally spilled my mom's fancy perfume when I was cleaning. Now that smell fills up the whole room.
Strong perfume is a scent that some people like more than others, but there's one scent we should all spread around. Do you like the smell of perfume? My name is Zach, and this is Keys for Kids. I'm guessing a lot of girls listening could tell me their favorite perfume, while the boys that are listening might be saying, "Perfume? Yuck!" Christians should always be giving off a pleasant scent. Check out 2 Corinthians 2:15. It says, "For we are to God the fragrance of Christ among those who are being saved." And now our story today, it's entitled, Making Sense. "Oh no," exclaimed Mom when she heard a wail from upstairs. "I bet Caitlin broke something again," said Timothy. "Kate?" Mom called. "What's the problem?" There was no reply, so Mom headed up the stairs with Timothy following close behind. As they reached the top step, Caitlin appeared at Mom's bedroom door. Timothy wrinkled his nose. "What's that smell?" he asked. Caitlin's eyes filled with tears. "I was dusting your room like you asked me to, Mom. When I was moving things on the dresser, I accidentally knocked over your perfume, that bottle Aunt Carol gave you. It didn't break, but I guess it wasn't shut tight and some spilled out. I'm sorry, Mom. I didn't mean to do it."
"Don't worry," said Mom. "It was an accident."
"Ugh," said Timothy, holding his nose. "Why does it smell so bad?"
"It doesn't smell bad," said Caitlin. "It smells good. It's just a bit stronger than it's supposed to be because I spilled it."
Timothy made a gagging sound and pretended to fall on the floor. Caitlin grinned at her brother. "In my class at church last week, my teacher said Christians should always give off a nice scent, and that includes you, Timothy." Timothy looked horrified. "There's no way I'm letting myself smell like that." Mom laughed. "I don't think Caitlin's teacher was talking about perfume, Timothy. She was talking about the fragrance of Christ, right, Caitlin?" Timothy looked puzzled, but Caitlin nodded. "She said Christians fill the world with the good news of Jesus. She said that it's like a sweet-smelling fragrance."
"So how do we do that without smelling like this?" Timothy asked, pointing toward the spilled perfume.
"When we're helpful, kind to others, forgiving, patient, in other words, when we rely on Jesus to help us treat others with the same kind of love he has shown us, we become channels of his love to those around us," Mom explained. "The Bible refers to that as the fragrance of Christ, and that's a scent both guys and girls should spread around. Does that make sense?" Timothy grinned at his mom. "Yeah, that does make sense, but no one should be making sense like this perfume," he said as he covered his nose and mouth. "I'd much rather give off the fragrance of Christ." So, how about you? What kind of scent are you spreading around? Are you filling your home, school, and neighborhood with the fragrance of Christ by what you do and say? It's not always easy to love others the way Jesus does, but he promises to work through you so others will be drawn to the sweet-smelling fragrance of his love in your life. Trust him to help you show others who he is through your words and actions. Our key verse is 2 Corinthians 2:15.
"For we are to God the fragrance of Christ among those who are being saved."
And our key thought, spread the fragrance of Christ. One of my favorite podcasts is the Unlocked Teen Devotional from Keys for Kids. There's a new episode every day for teenagers to grow closer to God. Just add it to the podcast you already listen to. Search Unlocked for Teens in your podcast app. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.